1027 1035 WICY. Feel good favorites from the 80s and more. Wednesday's 940. Let's get joined by a member of Alice Hyde Medical Center, our update out of Alice Hyde as we dive inside the community. It's Matt Jones, the COO there. Matt, how you been?
I've been doing well. And yourself, John?
Yeah, very well. Very well. Working our way here towards hopefully what is the end of the coldest month of the winter. And it kind of had a few different phases to it. Snow, cold, warmth. You know,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's nothing to complain about. And, you know, as far as, you know, I hear about the numbers, are we kind of staying steady? Are we on the decline? And I'm talking about numbers of COVID-19 cases.
Yeah, we're kind of seeing where our numbers are kind of, you know, ranging in the same area. We have some days where there's more positive cases that are reported and some days where more positive cases come off from the actual COVID numbers. So right now, you know, I would say we're staying pretty steady as where we're at. You know, I think it's a good thing that we're not seeing an increase in those numbers too much. But, you know, as we've kind of talked before, we're still a long ways to go here just as far as making sure that we're staying. You know, really, it's really important for us to continue to be social distancing, wearing masks, doing all that stuff that we can.
Sure. The Alice Center resumes limited visitation. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so, you know, we've been focused a lot in the last probably month and a half now around vaccines and vaccination here at Alice Hyde. But, you know, one thing I wanted to just highlight, you know, some amazing work that's being done down at the Alice Center, our skilled nursing facility. You know, we closed down visitation in that facility probably at the end of October once we had our first COVID case. Mm-hmm. At the Alice Center that was reported. And per New York State Department of Health guidelines, if you have a positive case, you shut down visitation. So obviously that's been a little bit tough for our residents and their families as well without having that in-person contact. So, you know, our staff at the Alice Center has done a great job with really putting the residents first, you know, making sure that they have access to televideo visits with their loved ones, you know, really trying to make sure that they're there for them as much as possible because of kind of that limited contact that they have with their families. But I'm happy to report that as of Monday, we've been COVID-free at the Alice Center for 14 days, and Monday we started resuming in-person visits. Now, you know, it doesn't just kind of open up the floodgates. We still have to follow certain guidelines that New York State Department of Health has put out with limiting the number of visitors that we can have in the building. And, you know, we've been really trying to make sure that we touch base with as many families as possible and really get something lined up, because I know once the residents see their family, and actually it's good for our staff, too, to be able to see, mm-hmm. you know, family members and stuff like that as well.
Yeah, no, 100%. So we're going to shift tides. By the way, congratulations. But, you know, 14 days, that's a long time for something like this to be completely, you know, to go free of. Now, again, like you say, this does not want to loosen things up, but it's a nice sign, isn't it, Matt?
Absolutely. It's a good step for us, but, you know, it's still the same thing that we still have to be vigilant in the way that we do things and go about it, because just as easy as we had to shut down visitations, you know, it could definitely happen again. So, you know, we just have to be mindful of that and make sure that we're practicing safe practices.
Sure. So late last year, you launched a readmissions project. Tell us what that is and an update on a grant with it as well.
Yeah, so one thing that we tried to do within the hospital is we created a program that we wanted to reduce 30-day readmissions. Now, what that means is once a patient comes in and has a hospital stay, there's definitely times where somebody gets discharged and then at times they might need hospital care again. Really, the focus has been on making sure that we take care of that patient while they're here to try to limit any chances that they would have to be readmitted within 30 days. Some of the things we've really tried to focus on is congestive heart failure and COPD patients. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of education that we've been working on, trying to provide those patients and their family members with education around, you know, signs and symptoms and what they should be looking for if they need to try to get some follow-up care with their primary care physicians. But something that's been really great for us is actually we just recently received a $100,000 grant from the Mother Cabrini Health Foundation for this project. So we were really excited to see that that this foundation also saw the importance in this work that we started here. So we had a group that put together a proposal to this foundation, and it was all around this readmissions project. And it was selected to receive the $100,000 in grant dollars. So, you know, it's been great. What we've been able to do is we were able to add another person to our readmissions team. And we were also able to purchase some patient resources to help out those patients with those two diagnoses. You know, we were able to purchase scales for our CHF patients and also pulse oximeters for our COPD patients. So, you know, it's really helped us provide those added resources and also help educate those patients as well.
Awesome. Yeah, this is another little side thing, you know, but it's a big thing for you guys, and it's important to be able to share this with the community as you're doing here. So we're happy to let you do that, Matt.
Yeah, no, we appreciate it. It's something that, you know, we're hoping it just allows us to provide added value to these patients that are coming in and making sure that we're giving them the best care possible, which obviously helps out our community as a whole.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing here, to kind of close off all of this, is you guys always think bigger picture and about all the other people around you that you want to, you know, make have better lives, you know, for health first and foremost, right? Because that's what we're all number one in.
Absolutely. That's what we're here for.
Yep.
Definitely have a big motto where patients first is what we try to make all of our decisions based around.
Right. It's a system, and I think it's working very well in place. Matt, thanks so much. We'll talk in a few weeks, okay, man?
Appreciate it, John. Have a great day.
There it is. Update out of Alicide Medical Center with their COO, Matt Jones, 1027-1035 WICY inside the community.